Laden with lobster and crab, the crew aboard the Freedom comes into the harbour to unload the morning's catch, a job they've done for decades but could lose if fishing is banned off Holy Island.
It would just devastate us completely. There's no way we could possibly carry on fishing from Holy Island. We would have to move the boats and all the gear to other ports, and of course the trouble with that is there are other guys working from different ports, so it would mean conflict straight away.
And this is what's left of one of this part of England's oldest fishing fleets. Just a few boats, including Richard's, go out now.
I love the sea. I love the job. It's amazing. You get some beautiful days out there. Oh, you see dolphins swimming around you.
Holy Island is already a protected landscape, one rich in biodiversity. The UK government is hoping to create a number of highly protected marine areas, including here, where fishing would be banned. They say the scheme would allow nature to fully recover to a more natural state, allowing the ecosystem to thrive, and that they will take the views of the local community, fishermen and environmental groups on board.
What happens out at sea really does affect this entire community, because once this tidal causeway floods, Holy Island is cut off for hours at a time, meaning it's difficult for people living behind me to commute over to the mainland.
Loving Father, we pray for this holy island, for our fishermen and their families.
Inside St Mary's Church, prayers are said for the island's community. Some of the fishing families work in hospitality, the other main industry on the island.
The economy is not just about losing the fishing and the money from the fishing. It's losing all those other people who do really vital jobs in the community. There has been fishing here for thousands of years. We know that. It would be the absolute death knell of this village.
It's just gut-wrenching. I mean, I go to bed at night, I can't sleep, my stomach's churning, I'm lying there thinking, you know, when's this going to end? What reason is there for this? It's just devastating.
Some wildlife campaigners say the protected areas will offer a lifeline to the sea. Many here are hopeful they'll be able to carry on and remain part of this island's future. Emma Haywood, Al Jazeera, in Northern England.